a Wall Street rebound.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. We have not heard this much lately. The Dow has surged 250 points, almost 4%. Citigroup alone has jumped 25%. More about Citi in a moment. Fed Chair Ben Bernanke chipped in today discussing how global governments can be more proactive to prevent this fallout from ever repeating itself. The NASDAQ is ahead 62 points. That's almost 5%. The S&P 500 up 30 points or 4.5%. European markets gained 3 to 4% and Asian stocks were mixed. Part of Wall Street's morale boost came from a morale-boosting memo made public today. Citigroup CEO Vikram Pandit wrote to his employees that the company's been running a profit the first 2 months of the year. As I said, Citigroup stock up 25% or so this morning. Cassandra Torian is president of Bellrock Capital. Cassandra, what Pandit did not talk about was potential problem areas like credit losses and write-downs. So how do we evaluate this little note?
Well, I mean, I think that he's got to do his job, which is to rally his own troops. Look, people have to do their own independent evaluation of what Citigroup stock should be trading at. What I don't see in the note is him saying that everybody should go run out and buy their stock. He's just trying to say that the stock price may not reflect what is going on operationally at the company. But I'm not sure that the stock price will ever reflect that as long as they've got the government in there as such a large investor.
So, Cassandra, what are you going to be looking for in the coming weeks and months from Citigroup?
Well, we'd like to see more divestitures. You know, part of what he was brought there to do over a year ago at this point was to divest of businesses, and I haven't seen that there's been really enough of that yet.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting this morning that the feds are drawing up contingency plans in case they have to bail out Citigroup again. What does that tell you, if anything?
I don't think it tells us anything is imminent. I think they're trying to be a little bit proactive so that there's some process in place. I mean, I think that's actually a good thing. You know, if we're having an overall crisis with our entire financial system, it would be nice to have some processes in place and not wait till the last minute for everything.
Cassandra Torian of Bellrock Capital, thank you.
Thank you.
FedEx Office is throwing its doors open to job hunters today. The company, formerly known as FedEx Kinko's, is letting people print 25 free copies of their resume on high-quality paper. But since the job application process is mostly online these days, Marketplace's Ashley Milne-Tite wanted to know, is resume paper actually passé? She found an answer.
Don't get rid of that paper resume. Alison Hemming owns recruiting firm The Hired Guns. She says potential employers always need an electronic copy for their database, but
have a paper resume that you can bring to an interview. In fact, have five, because what we often find is that people will forget their resume and then they have to ask the hiring manager to print it, and that steals 5 minutes of your time.
And the companies. She says being prepared only helps your case. Peter Weddle of Weddle's Research and Publishing says anyone attending a career fair also needs copies of their resume, and they'll come in handy at networking events.
Or alumni organization meetings, or even local church and synagogue groups, when they get together, they exchange resumes the old-fashioned way with paper.
He says in the digital age, paper can actually help you stand out. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
General Motors will no longer bankroll Ken Burns movies. For a decade, GM has given the PBS filmmaker 35% of each film's budget. Well, the company's trying to conserve cash these days.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution by carrying the load of 280 trucks by rail. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
If you have kept up your coffee habit through this recession, the government of Rwanda would like to get to know you. The Central African country is producing specialty beans in an attempt to jolt its economy. Anna Boyko-Wyrock reports.
A lot of Rwanda's economic future depends on what happens right here, on a tiny island in the middle of Lake Kivu. Walking around, your feet sink into the hay under acres of coffee trees. Their beans grow at high elevations in volcanic soil, making them fragrant and sweet. Last year, coffee like this made Rwanda $47 million U.S. dollars. It's the country's most lucrative export. But in the scheme of things, Rwanda is just a tiny part of the global market. Alex Kanyankole is the director of the Rwandan Coffee Board. He says growing specialty coffee is the only way they can get ahead.
We only stand an advantage if we produce high-quality coffee that can be admired because of its distinct quality.
In the past, farmers were encouraged to produce a large volume of coffee. Then the price plunged in the late 80s. Peasants were left with a lot of coffee trees, but nothing to eat. This time around, they're trying to avoid that. The government wants their beans to be the Gucci or Chanel of the coffee world. But to do that, they need this guy. The coffee cupper, the official taste tester. He slurps up the coffee and spits it out. Then he rates it on things like acidity and sweetness. If they're deemed worthy, these beans are sold to stores across Europe and the U.S. But some of the profits filter back to Rwanda's local communities. Emmanuel Ruakaga Nzungize is president of the COPAC Coffee Cooperative. He says coffee proceeds help his farmers.
La COPAC a pu construire une première école ici.
Our organization was able to build the first school here in 2005. The next year, we built another just a little ways down from the factory.
Sales of luxury goods are down everywhere, but the Rwandan Coffee Board isn't worried. They say people will keep drinking coffee, even high-end brands, during a global recession. In Gisenyi, Rwanda, I'm Anna Boyko-Wyrock for Marketplace.
One more culinary note. Burger King introduced the first Whopper bar today. You can customize your burger with up to 22 different toppings, and I would list them, but it seems too early in the morning to say smoked bacon and guacamole. Burger King says five more Whopper bars will open by the end of the year. The Dow is up 282 points now at 6,829. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.